Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tell the guys something about Alan. I don't know if I should share this, but I just
go ahead.
I just want you to know. I want to tell you how much Alan likes his place. Alan walked up to me, and Alan is rich because he's happy doing what he does. But Alan walked up to me about a week ago and gave me a significant amount of money that he wants to chip in for the yeshiva. He likes what goes on here, and he gave me a serious donation, a serious, serious amount, because I like this place. It means a lot to me, just to know who you are.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Every time I get paid, $100 is going to come out of my paycheck, and it's going to the scholarship fund.
Thank you, Big Bro.
Every 2 weeks, every time I get paid, $100 is going to be, hopefully, he gets it set up with Rabbi Alfred. They take it out of my check automatically. And it goes right in to the scholarship fund.
Thank you, Alan.
If y'all don't like it, y'all don't love me then. All right?
Thank you, okay. Alan. Alan, feel good.
Okay. Yo, that's how much I love being here. I've been here 19 years, almost 20 years, and I'm still here. So, like I said, if y'all don't like it, y'all don't love me. I can keep my $200 every 2 weeks in my pocket.
And I remember used to vet the dorms when I was 12.
You used to wake up the guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, earthquake! You know what I'm saying? People, what the hell you do? Yo, get up out of bed, walk up by the street, hit Cook Street.
It's when we were back to it.
Quick applause.
Alan, maybe we'll restart this waking up thing. Then we should restart this, maybe. But
I tried to restart this last week.
Tomorrow,
30 buses tomorrow. It didn't go over too well. No. One kid said, "Oh, I'm calling my peers." I said, Here's my phone. I said, "Call him." But they were, I don't care about where your parents live. My phone call anywhere in the United States. You can call Israel if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Call. I don't care. It's time to get up.
Yeah.
It's time for prayer. It's time to be learning.
I like that, Alan.
Kids don't like me for that. But I don't care.
Everyone loves it.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't like you, bro.
Yeah, I know,
We don't like you.
Me and you, but we have beef for what?
10 years? He's on that beef.
You never like me.
Why do you say 10 years?
It's 15 years. It's 15 years. Yeah. You never liked me ever since Cook Street. You know what I'm saying?
You see, you think that's better. You should see him as
the beef. What's the beef, Alan?
That's when I first met him over on Cook Street. You know what I'm saying?
I remember, bro.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's how far back me and Rebbe go.
Yeah, it's true. True story.
Do you have an Alan impression?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
You ever heard him imitate me, Alan?
Huh?
You ever heard him imitate me?
No, I need imitation.
Turn the recording off, please.
Introduce Alan to the chevra.
I want to say that Reb Alan is the mashkiach of Yeshiva. He wakes up the bachrim that are when they're comatose.
Thank you.
How am I doing?
Oh, All
right.
Yo,
I
remember.
Gotta work on it. I gotta work on it.
Yo, I remember when you had that brown Ford.
Who?
Brown Ford.
Oh, Bernie.
Yeah.
Oh, Bernie. Brown Vic.
Grand Vic. Yeah, the Dodge. The Dodge.
No, the Brown Vic.
Grand Vic.
Brown Vic. Brother
Bernie. Yeah.
Yo, he tore out of that. Yo, he pulled in on Cook Street.
Very good.
And he like, he did a U-turn. After his car alarm go, beep.
Oh, that was terrible. Oh, just a confused.
I can tell you so much stories. Yo.
Dodge Caravan.
Y'all wouldn't even leave here on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, I can tell you stories when y'all would say, no, this really happened. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, it really happened. Believe me. So I can tell you stories, especially about Wednesday.
Grand Marquis, not Caravan.
Grand Marquis.
Bernie. He was Bernie.
Yeah.
You remember Bernie? Bernie Godwin.
Yeah. Bernie,
no.
Bernie.
No,
I can tell you stories about Pine Street building.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
About what?
About what? Pine Street.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. That building was off the chain. It was crazy. Yo. The A floor.
You remember the different
place? The A floor.
Yo,
you came in one apartment, they knocked out the walls going all the way down. There was 11 apartments on each floor. The eighth floor, they knocked out.
He was in that dorm. Morty was in that dorm.
No, they knocked out all
the
walls.
What floor were you on, Morty?
I was on the eighth for 2 years. Who knocked down the walls? The boys?
He probably did. Yo, he is probably one of them.
Alan, what, you remember what room I was in? B4. What room?
B4.
B4.
Maybe you're
right. Alan, let's go.
31 from the right. On the left side.
You'll play something nice. Yes.
The right hand side or the left?
Yeah, no, the left side of the building.
Okay.
Menachem, go for it.
Okay. Rebbe,
thank you, Alan. Alan, you did a great job.
I did not meant to disturb.
You were just fine, Alan.
All right, okay. But y'all, if y'all want to hear stories,
just let me know. Let's all sing. Menachem's going to play Yid and peel off the klipa. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Every year has a neshama. Peel off the cleavage and see the benignities. Every year has a neshama. Peel off the cleavage and see the benignities. Peel off the clippers, see the benignities. Every year has a mission. Oh, yeah, always so pure, so precious, the shamas of Yedin. Shamas of Yedin. Yeah.
That was very nice. Good play.
You do one more song.
Play something British.
Don't do words. Do words.
Oh, really? Not bad.
Play anything.
Is that with the unlimited games and video games?
I'm just looking at it.
That's obviously.
Is this too high? I'm supposed to do A minor. I want to learn, Chavrin. Thank you, Menachem. Yomi, I want to learn a Rashi ready from Parsha Shmois. Maybe we'll try for a few minutes today to turn our side on Parsha's Boy. But I want to read a Rashi. I don't want to skip a Rashi this year on Parsha's Shmois. If always, this Rashi always gets me. I want to describe a little what hits me. Yehuda, David, I want you to hear this Rashi. Elia, I want you to hear this Rashi, Eli Tress. The Rashi is all the way back at the beginning of Shemais. So Hashem tells Aaron, go to greet Moshe Rabbeinu. They greet each other. And then Moshe and Aaron go and they gather the Ziknei Bnei Yisrael. And together, there's Moshe, Aaron, and there's Kenim, and together they're instructed to go into Paray together. This is the scariest meeting, David. Moshe, Aaron, and there's Kenim are supposed to go into Paray and say, let the Yidden out. Now, David, you don't walk into the king of Mitzrayim and say, let the Yidden out. He takes off your head. You can't just walk into the king's palace. But Moshe, Aaron, and this Kenim are instructed to go into this to Paray and tell him, "Are it's going to let the Yidden out." The next pasuk says, "Va'acher bo Moshe va'Aaron." Nachdem David, there's Moshe Aaron and this Canaan are together. And then it says, Va'achar bo Moshe va'Aaron va'yoyim ro'al paray. Moshe and Aaron say to... Where is Canaan? It was Moshe Aaron and the elders of Klal Yisrael were all tzazamin, David. They were all there. And then it says, Moshe and Aaron say to paray, Koyamar Hashem. So said Hashem, Shalach es ami, Elokei Yisrael, the God of the Jewish people, Shalach es ami, free my nation, v'yochaygu li ba'midbar, and they'll make a chag, they'll make a yantim in the desert. Yes, Rashi, where does the Canaan?
Why can't they be there? I don't know, they didn't say anything.
But it said before that the Zekanim, they were all gathered together, Zekanim, Moshe, and Aaron. And it says, the Psukim before say, Vayasvas kol Ziknei b'nei Yisroel. They gathered Moshe, Aaron, and the Zekanim. And then Moshe, Aaron go, what happened to the Zekanim? So Rashi asked the Kasha. Rashi says, Avla Zekanim, Avi Rashi says, what about the Zekanim? Nishmatu echad echad, me'achar Moshe v'Aaron. They were behind Moshe Aaron, and one by one they fell off. If you picture, David, a whole entourage, Moshe Aaron and his Canaan, and as they're getting deeper in the palace, one by one, they're like, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out. They were falling off. Avlaz Canaan, nishmatu achar achar me'achar Moshe v'Aaron. They slipped away one by one, Acha nishmatu kulam, until there were no Zekanim left. Kaidim shegiu lepaltin, before they got to the palace, one by one they dropped out. There was a whole marching order of Moshe Aaron and all the Zekanim, and as they're getting close to the palace, says Rashi, one by one, there no more Zekanim. By the time they get to the palace, it's only Moshe and Aaron. Why'd they all drop out? Says Rashi, Lefisheyiru Lalechis. They were scared. Out of fear, they dropped out. It's very scary. So they like dropped out. We're not going in. And one by one, all the Zekanim dropped out. Says Rashi, Uvisinai Nifrilem, and Harsinai, they were paid. Vinigash Moshe Levadai, Moshe alone got to go up the har. Vehein lo Yigashu, the Zekanim had to wait by the bottom of the har. So Yomi Rashi says that the ones who were loyal when the chips were down, when we were going to Paro, it was not the popular thing to do, Dubs. When they were walking into Paro, it was highly, highly not popular. Klal Yisrael and Hashem were, Klal Yisrael's being punished. Is Hashem going to stand up for us? I don't know. Paro is empowered and in charge and the all-powerful one. To stand up to Paray then was very hard. And the Zekanim back away. Because they were afraid. Says Rashi, by our Sinai, everybody, they already, Hashem did all the makas, did Kriyas Yamsuf, everybody wanted to come up Sinai. What Hashem's rules, Moshe Rabbeinu, who went in when the chips was down, he's coming up Sinai. You Zekanim didn't go into Paray, you're not coming up to our Sinai. There was a guy in
Moscow. Who's your daddy? Pay up. Pay up. Pay up and pay up now. Moscow. Shit in my shame. Who's your daddy?
There was a guy in Yeshiva years ago, David. Very good, Ravesi. There was a guy in Yeshiva. You knew this, Martha? There was a guy in Yeshiva, David Handelsman.
Maybe I was counting out like 10.
Let's go.
David Handelsman was a very, very special bacher. Today he's married to Ben Tyre, a beautiful family. Mm-hmm. David Handelsman, it took a little while to become a chassid. He was a big masman, a very special guy. And he had a rule in when he became a chassid. I remember he said, when I was a bacher for a long time, so a certain number of families hosted me. Now, when a guy's engaged, Yomi, everybody wants to host a chassid. It's like the hot thing, the chassid and kala, whoa. So he said that whoever hosted me when I was a bachur could host me when I'm a chassan. And when you're a chassan, a lot of people want to host. It's a big thing. Who the chassan and kala epai? A chassan and kala is a big power. Aaron, I want you to use this. You have a few more weeks. You visit people. It's different. Rings different. You go to an aunt, an uncle. You have a power now. The chassan and kala are here. It's a big deal.
He's actually the one guy that everyone
people,
like, would invite, even
Asbah. It's true. But it's still a big power. The Chasna Kal, they're here. They came to visit. You and Abby have a power right here, right now, to go different places and make people feel like $1 zillion. Just pop in the Chasna Kal. So David Handelsman said that whoever hosted me when I was a bacher, and like wasn't as popular to host me, that was wonderful to host him, he said, that's who I'm going to with the Kala. That reminded me exactly this pasuk. Why it means so much to David, the reason this pasuk means so much, there's a pasuk that says, Eis lasa eis lashem. When is the most important to do for Hashem? Eferu tarasecha. When people are not keeping the Torah. In all friendships, we all appreciate the people who were there for us when the chips were down, when it wasn't so popular. When it wasn't as popular, it's very easy at certain points to be with somebody, to care, but the friendships that the most meaningful and deep, they were there for me when nobody else was. That's like means something. Somebody comes to a lot of money, everybody's like friends with the guy. But who was there for him before then? Who cared about him and noticed him before then? And kaviyachol by Hashem, the people that were there when it wasn't easy, when it wasn't popular, when it's Mesiras Nefesh, when it's very, very popular, Hashem says, I want that one. He was there when the chips were down, so to speak. That is extra, extra meaningful, extra special. And I picture Moshe and Aaron going to Paray when it was like really, really difficult and not so simple at all. But that's when it's so much more meaningful. You did it when it wasn't, when it was less popular.
What about Aaron? Did he go too?
It's interesting, very interesting. And Menachem asked, I don't know, I want to look up this up. It's funny that it doesn't speak about Aaron. It says the Zakenim went away and they were punished because Moshe, Vanigash Moshe, Levadahim Lo Yigashu, asked Menachem, where was Aaron? Aaron went in. And yet Aaron didn't go, but it says, Haim lo yigashu, this Canaan can't go. What about Aaron is a very, very valid question. But this Nakuda, that the ones who were loyal, Aaron, the ones who were loyal, Moshe and Aaron were loyal when it was difficult. That has a special, special meaning and a special, special value that you were loyal when it was difficult. There are many times this come up in our own Avodah with Hashem. When we do something when it's quiet, when it's difficult and hard, that has a very, very special value, we can all relate to this type of thing in relationships. The ones who were there before it's popular to be there, before that means something more, that says something more. That pasuk, Eis lasa eis lashem. The most important time to do for Hashem Eferu Tarasecha. People are going against the Torah. It's not with the tide. It's not the popular thing per se, but that has a special, special chavivus. There are many chazal and many inyanim you find like this. I look at starters of minyanim. I look at our minyan. It's slowly growing, and by the end of the year, you'll have to like beg for a seat for that Shachas minyan, and it's certainly chashuv. Everybody who comes, everybody who's there, but the people at the beginning have a special, there's something special to the starters of something, the people who put in and invest before it was very popular, before the thing was so hot and in and important, but somebody cared about something and somebody invested in something, somebody believed in something, that has a special, special chavivus. There's something different and strikes different about that. There are just so many times in our life that this type of energy comes up in all different ways.
We're all going to bring our kalas. You can do that? You can handle that?
Please, don't be.
When the chips were down.
Yeshua Teva.
Amazing.
I'm sure, Dov, there's like deep in Yanim of this Canaan running away. That there's something deep there, not just a simple, they're just afraid and they're going away. I'm sure there's Torah on this, but on a simple level, the value of this action that the Torah attributes Moshe going into Paray, Tim being Zeicha to go up and receive the Torah for us. And the Torah attributes it to him going into Paray, to that Mesiras Nefesh. when it was difficult and hard and unlikely, and was there even going to be results, and all the gedula of later on, to get to go up to Har Sinai, to get to approach alone is attributed to this activity when the chips were down. That's instructive to me. That says a lot to me. That's something instructive. I didn't want to just skip that Rashi. I wanted to share that Rashi with Chevra. What were you saying, Avalon?
What's the shayach between the two things? Just because he's
Avi is stark. Avi says, like, what shayach is going up to Har Sinai? Avi says, why is one connected to the other? He goes into Pare, I get it. But is there, Avi wants to know, is there something more, Midah Keneged Midah, something more specific? It attributes Moshe Rabbeinu going up, receiving the Torah, to specifically going into Parai when it's scary. Why are those two things? What's the correlation, those two things? So I do want to say that we say in Avarab, it's a very good question, like is there more to this? It does say in Avarab, Bavur Avisenu Shabbatchu V'cha V'talamdem Chukei Chaim. If we trust in Hashem, He teaches us Torah. We find faith in Hashem and Emunah, and being taught Torah is tremendously connected. We say that in Avarab, Bavur Avisenu Shabbatchu V'cha, on behalf of our fathers, I trusted V'talamdem Chukei Chaim. It's interesting that here there's a betachon of going into Parai when you got to be nuts. There's a natural yira. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Beitech and Hashem, and then he's the one who gets to teach us Torah. Now you could ask, why is that so? Why is betachon a zchus to receive Hashem's Torah? It's a valid question. I do see a very similar correlation that Moshe goes in, he puts aside his own yira, and he goes in. I want to share something. It's a secret, Moshe. This secret is what I want to share with every guy here in your life. David, I promise you'll gain from hearing this a lot. If everybody listens, I want to share Messiah Sisharim. But please hear this well. Shimmy, listen to this, Messiah Sisharim. The Zkenim are afraid and drop out, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Parai. So in a very superficial thing, Moshe Rabbeinu, like, either he doesn't have as much yira, he's not as scared, Moshe Rabbeinu's tougher. I want to tell you, Moshe, I want to tell you a chiddush, but for this chiddush, Moshe, for this chiddush, you're going to have to take off your coat. This is a no-coat chiddush. Moshe, listen to this chiddush. It's from the Messiah Sisharim. There are many things, Avi, there are many things in our life that we say we don't do because we're afraid. The Zkenim didn't go to Parai, they were afraid. Was Moshe less scared than the Zkenim? There are going to be many things in our lives, I'm scared. I promise there are a lot of scary things to do. And we say the reason we don't do it is I'm afraid. Endless things we don't do because we're afraid, and that's what we think. Says the Messiah Sisharim, people think Hayira Goyremes La'atzlus, that fear causes laziness. I'm afraid, it's so scary, I'm anxious about this, so I'm not going to do it. There are guys in yeshiva who don't walk into the dining room, I'm scared. They don't come to a minyan. They don't do a lot of things, and they say, my fear causes my atzlus. Atzlus is inactivity, laziness. And people think their yira, their fear, causes atzlus. Says the Messiah Sisharim, it's the opposite. Ha'atzlus goyremes ha'yira. Atzlus causes yira, and I want to explain it. What does laziness mean? Laziness, you know, people will say on a kid, parents have told me, my kid sleeps in bed all day, he's lazy. You know, I don't think they understand what laziness means. Whenever we say atzlus, we mean lack of passion for something. He hasn't found the thing he's passionate about. If a person is afraid, so he could say, the reason I'm not doing that thing is I'm afraid, but really it's your lack of passion that's causing the ira. The one who does it is not less afraid than you, he's just more passionate about the thing. I'll give a mashal. Chabad Hasidim moved to crazy places. Aren't they scared? Very scary to raise kids there. The guy moves to New Mexico, Albuquerque, Kentucky. Isn't he afraid to raise his kids there? Very scary. away from a Jewish community. It's frightening. So I have news for you. The guy is just as scared as the rest of us. He's not less afraid. He just has an idealism that they're yidden there. And what do you mean? They're yidden there. They're yidden there. So he has a passion for a cause. The passion for the cause causes him to overcome his yira. Moshe and Aaron have just as much fear. It's very scary to go into Paroi, but they feel Am Yisrael's in a sakana. Welcome home, Chica. Good to have you back. Moshe and Aaron, not a chas, shatoy, and it's right time. But Moshe and Aaron have as much fear as is Canaan to go in, Moshe. But the word is that the mission, Am Yisrael's in a sakana. All the time, I have spoken, we have guys in yeshiva who are fighting in the army. I've asked guys, I'm not saying every guy, I ask, are you afraid? Some guys have said, I'm very scared. But what do you mean? Klal Yisrael's in a situation. The idealism helps you overcome the fear. And if something's stopping because of fear, it's not the fear that's causing you not to do it, it's the lack of idealism. You will find, and all of us will find things in our lives we're afraid to do. All of us will find things, I promise. You will find things you're very scared to do. You don't battle the fear. Don't get involved. I'm scared. I'm not scared. How do I become it? How important is the thing? And if the thing's important, you'll see. If you decide in your church, I have to do this. This got to get done. It's got to get done. I have calls I'm very afraid to make. And I've got all different things I'm afraid to do. I can't spend time on the fear. I have to ask myself, how important is the mission? At the point the mission's important, so then the fear melts. I have to do this. I need to do this. It's important I do this. And then the fear melts away. It's the fear was there, but if the person works on the idealism, I want the guys to memorize those words if you don't mind, because you'll see it in your life over and over. And it's a task how to get into difficult places. You will have muscles if you just look at the fear. I'm scared. I'm not doing it. If you plug into the idealism, you ask yourself, is this important? At the point you decide it needs to be done, I'm afraid. I'm frightened. It's true. But it needs to get done. This has to be. I'll give the silliest examples. It's not silly. You go for a Shabbos to your friend's afruf. You know how valuable a friend gets up and praises his friend? Many of us have fear of speaking in public. It's scary. And the guy says, I'm just too scared. Your fear is not stopping you from speaking. You're not picturing and thinking how important it is a friend gets up and speaks about him. Oh, if I get up and praise him, you know what that means to the family? you can utilize the zrizus, the firing up of the mission, and all of a sudden, sure, I'm scared, but it's got to be done. It's got to be done. And you picture what it would look like, what it would mean to him, what it would mean to the new family. His friend got up and is praising him beautifully. So you could say on many things that I was afraid I didn't do it.
That's what Zrizus means.
It means a passion for the cause. People say my son's lazy. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't found meaning and purpose in something. At the point that it means something to him, you could overcome crazy obstacles because it means something to you, because you hold of this, because you're idealistic about this. A few years ago, we had something in Durham that we needed somebody to sign. We had a complicated situation with the government. And I couldn't find somebody willing to sign. And all the rebbeim were willing to sign. And needed somebody outside of our organization. And we were looking for somebody to sign that. Like, hit me. But I hired all the courageous people. And the rebbeim are willing to put their necks. But it's mamish this mesias isharim. To them, the mission was, they give their life, this mission's important. So the yira, they have the same yira as everybody else. But if the mission's more important, it's all a measuring thing. People even ask shailas. People ask rabbanim shailas all the time. I see this. So the Rav said not to do it. It's too dangerous, too scary. You didn't ask a fair shaila. If you describe the shaila, this needs to be done. It's passion. So then, okay, I hear. Then it's not, you have a yira, you have a fear. It's all to see how much the thing means to you and is important to you. At the point that it's important and it has to be and it's necessary, you're able to overcome many, many fears and many things that would, oh my goodness, people have asked in terms of the yeshiva, do you realize the responsibility? Yeah. Which you're saying, are you not afraid? The answer is absolutely. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's crazy. You're mishugin to take such an achrayis. And the answer is that if you think that the mission's necessary, then a lot of years you could overcome a lot of fears because it has to be. I need this. I want this. This is important. It has to be. Oh, I'm afraid. I hear. I hear the fear, but it's not, I can't don from that perspective. It has to be. The Moshe and Aaron who go into Parai and the Zkenim who drop out, the difference is not between the two of how like tough guyish towards the Yira. They both have Yira. The Zkenim, Moshe and Aaron have a Zrizus, have a sense of a mission and a purpose. Am Yisrael's B'sakana. It's scary. It's nuts. How can we do this? Am Yisrael's B'sakana. Many, many fears just disappear in that Zrizus.
What's the line, Rabbi Avi and I?
Oh, so I want guys to memorize this. Maish, could you memorize this line? Messiah Sisharim says, Ein hayira geremes ha'atzlus.
Ein hayira geremes ha'atzlus.
The fear, which means the fear doesn't cause the laziness. Ela ha'atzlus geremes hayira.
Ela ha'atzlus geremes hayira.
You've seen this line in Messiah Sisharim? You've seen this before. I've said it here. Or you just
I've seen this line on.
You like it? I love this. I love it. I love it. I find it so practical in things, even in our own motivations. You actually can like get more in touch with your mission and overcome a lot of fears. You remember what you're doing. You remind yourself what you're doing. Instead of like battling the Yira, the area of Yira, you go back to your vision, your dream, the mission, and then fears. Yeah, I'm scared. I can't believe it's nuts. I hear.
Me and Rabbi Azim hear the line again, and then fully internalize it.
Let's go! The fear doesn't cause the laziness. The laziness causes the fear. Might she hear this principle? I think it's like very, it's Messiah Sisharim. I think it's remarkably valuable. Because I think we cap out, we say there are many things we can't do, I'm afraid. And all that means to me is you haven't like tapped in. Avi, you've seen this Messiah Sisharim? You've seen it inside?
No.
Should I show it to the guys? Should we try to find it inside?
If someone can't get fired up by something, the reason it starts calling is a fear. Maybe fire him up.
But I would advise to the person, if you find you're handicapped by a fear, I would advise a guy to rethink about the mission. Because I'm scared, I can't, what's nuts to do, fine. Well, let me go back, what's the mission? And he could fire himself up and re-remind himself the mission. Often that gives a kayach, it's taka scared, but I have to do this.
You're not supposed to fight the fear?
I think that the first step of a person to do is to ask himself more about the mission, to talk about the mission, to remind himself the mission. I think that gives a lot of kayach. I am scared. One second. Let me remember the mission. Let me get more in touch with the mission. If Moshe and Aaron are going into Parai, you say, this is crazy. What you do is go back. Am Yisrael's B'sakana. Am Yisrael's B'sakana. I've spoken about the matzah with the prisoners in jail, and a guy can have all the. I remember there was a time it was getting. I don't feel that in America. It was getting like nerve wracking. There were more and more anti-Semites. They were marching different places in Teaneck and whatever. That a march against Yidden. It was getting a little scary. So you could like start wishing, just leave, stop. You have to ask, and they're Yidden in prison, and you visualize, and what's happening? It pulls you back to the situation. Go see a picture of one of the prisoners. Go see a picture, read up a little about, like, whoa, okay, forget the fear, forget that there's a mission here. Re-being mechazik, the mission, reminding ourselves what we're fighting for, gives power not to chicken out. I've had times in Rebbe meetings where what'd you say?
What was the sentence again?
Let me read the exact. I'm going to get to, because I don't want to hazard if it's not exact. Let me get him to see us a sharp.
Do you remember the exact quote?
Where's that?
So
I want you to see this slide.
Josh said Paratas, Steve is right.
Paratas, Josh said?
Steve is right.
Josh knows I would never say that.
I wanted to see if he's right, though.
Yeah, right here.
Josh, you're right. Sorry. I just rocked this world.
Somebody's deep.
Oh.
Halamadta, he says the line, She'ena yira goyrema seyisatso. The fear does not cause the laziness. Ela atzla goyrema seyisyare. The laziness causes you to be afraid. The lack of belief, the lack of energy and fire for this mission makes you afraid. At the point the mission is like clear, and you're mamish certain this is the mission, so then the fear goes away. So it's not the fear that causes the inactivity, it's the inactivity, the lack of passion that causes the fear. Incredible line of the Messiah Sharma. I feel it's a powerful line. There's what to work with when you know this. Literally, so don't worry, I do them when a guy sees the fear, his question he has to ask is how important the mission to me. I think if he hazards the mission, it helps a lot to lessen fear. Baruch Hashem, we're not facing it right now. Baruch Hashem, and we shouldn't go back there. It's like, al tiftach peh. We had a time in the yeshiva where there was a lot of fear from the government and threats. I got letters that were scared. In Baruch Hashem, it's many, many years. We don't have it. You could still see a remnant, how careful we are with the fire stuff, the hulu. But there was a time that fear was a big sugya. To me, this Messiah Sharm helped. Because I was very scared and often had these like really scary thoughts and pictures and fears of what's going to happen to us. A lot of fear. You go back to what's the mission? What's the purpose? What are we trying to do? At the point you're in touch with your mission, your purpose, a lot of fears lessen. You go, a lot of things that you're nervous about lessen because you're in touch with the mission. When you refire up, and there are ways all of us have to fire up back to a mission. What do you hold, Marta? To me, that's the sugya of Moshe and Aaron going into Paroi and the Zkenim falling away one by one. So they're the tougher guys. The mission of Am Yisrael's B'sakana, they both have the same fears. It's equally frightening to both. Fine. The mission, Am Yisrael B'sakana. Am Yisrael B'sakana. Then you'll see on things in your life, you could do things you never dreamt you could do when you're like the mission. There's so many activities that are hard, that are impossible. That guys, I'm not saying guys should make calls. Last night was a call. If a guy believes in something and it's important, and things that scare him and would normally cause fear, he could overcome. I need to do this.
So for example, for someone who, like you're saying, the desire isn't there, and that drive that's pushing him to want to overcome that fear. So if someone isn't adequately fired up in order to,
he won't be able to.
But you can't then force a fire up or
No. I'm just saying, but to me, the task. No. And somebody said this, and it might be true. If I'm just not that fired up, okay. So it could be not your tafkid. It's possible. I also say the activity is to ask yourself about it. When you think about the mission, you might get fired up more, and then you might say, "Let me forget the fear. What's happening? What needs?" Then you're like, "No, this needs to be done." If you could work that way, you'll have energies and strengths that let you overcome a lot of stuff, a lot of fears. Master Mavala?
Yeah. I think this was a step before, maybe, to know why you're scared. You're not like, I'll take the fried egg example. Someone's scared to go to feel. Right, that isn't the answer. Why are you scared?
Right. That probably wasn't a great example for me, because there's what to analyze in the fear. That's true. There's what to study in the fear. Why am I afraid of that? Sometimes things are objectively scary. If it would be an unusual fear, why do I have that? Something's objectively scary. Soldiers going out to war know why they're afraid. What they'd have to do is remind me, what am I fighting for? In wars, it's clear the soldiers that have more that they're fighting for. Somebody told me, I can't say it's a fact, Russia and Ukraine, that the Russians were struggling early because the soldiers had no idea what they were fighting for. So it's very hard to like put a lot in. Why are we fighting again? The one who is more clearly defined why they're fighting have a much bigger power. Even I've heard this, America won the Revolutionary War, so it's a shtickel chiddush. It seems like England was the stronger army. But what's very simple is it might have been more defined to the Americans what we're fighting for. And you just have much more kayach when you know what you're fighting for. You could overcome much more. If you're on the attacking, like, why are we doing this again? Mask him. If you know what you're fighting for, why you're fighting, you're a lot stronger, and you could overcome a lot more. To the guy who's like, why are we fighting? What are we fighting for? You just have much less strength, much more things will scare you. You're much more inclined to run away. Why are we fighting for? I've had meetings in Yeshiva to Rebbeim that I simply want to just be mechazik, the mission statement. What we're about, what are we trying to do? The more that's clear to a person, that gives tremendous energy and strength. And that might be more important than describing fighting what the specifics. You'll just have more kayak.
Not to not be scared. Not counter.
Yeah. Remind what I'm fighting for, why I'm fighting, what I'm doing. I would say a guy in business could use this. There's a lot of scary things. If he reminds himself, his wife, his kids, what he wants. It's funny, Maishala, we had a guy in Yeshiva years ago. He was graduated from Muncie, a very, very bright guy. He's the best football player we ever had in Yeshiva, ever, by a long, long amount. I think he's like NFL level wide receiver. I really think so. He was, to me, the best football we ever had here, to me. And he, A guy, you want to know his name? I'll tell you his name. Moshe is his first. I want to hear his last. His brother Josh was here. Got published. And in his book, he was inventing a new world. I think it was called The Littles or something. He was inventing a new world. And he worked for a long, long time. I think he worked on the book about 2 years. And he had a thick notebook. And he was he had like a thing on each character that he had to look at the personalities of the character. And he had a whole elaborate notebook to write this book. And he had in his notebook like a page about each character that he would put along in the loose leaf closer to where he was up to, so he could remember like the personality of each character. The bottom line, in the middle of this notebook, he showed me this notebook once. It was like a very private thing for him. And middle of the notebook, he had a picture of a gorgeous car. So I asked him, like, what's that car? I got no shaykes to the... He told me that a lot of times in writing this book, he gets, like, frustrated, and there are obstacles. He had a picture of his dream car. And when his book sells, he's going to buy the dream car. And he looks at the dream car as a way of giving himself kayak to write the book. Whenever he'd get a little bit, like, frustrated and down, he would look back at the dream car. That's what I'm talking about, like, in like, refocusing on the mission. To him, making the money, having that wealth, having a certain car was motivation. So he would look at the dream car. That would give him the strength to fight obstacles. That's a tool all of us could use in our own sugyas of the importance of the thing. The dream of the thing could help us give us strength against fear. Ein ayir geremes atzlos atz geremes ayir. That's the... He did. He actually did. I don't think it made it. That I don't know. That I don't know. I'm not in touch, unfortunately. We're first going to get the name.
I've never told a story.
Why do you say that?
Rebbe said, remind yourself of the vision. Could you get Rebbe mentioned the call?
Somebody was asking this. Who was asking? Avi was asking that. What about like thinking? Why am I afraid? For sure, there are different types of yiras. There's a yira that's very natural. So I agree to what you're saying. Like, obviously, if something's an unusual, I probably shouldn't have used the example of afraid to go into the dining room. Because that's an unnatural fear, I don't say to trust that. But even with this, I would say, what do I need to do? But I also would look into the yira, so I agree to that too. But then there are natural yiras, that's not a question. That's something that's scary, walking into a person of power. Dangerous things are natural. Our fears that are very normal, you don't have to look in and analyze too hard. They both came from Aruvin, like Moshe. They both came from Aruvin, the older brother Maish. It's funny, we got an amazing Maish from Aruvin. We got Maish. He's the first Maish who ever came from the Beis Medrash about over 20 years ago.
I was asking originally, how does Rashi see that this came and then didn't come in? Just because it says that Aaron and Moshe spoke, why does that show that they weren't there? That just shows they didn't speak, unless not.
If you read the Pesukim, the only reason to gather as a Canaan was to go.
So they went, they didn't talk.
But they end up, but then it says Maish and Aaron come. What happened?
It says they came or they spoke? What does it say?
It says both. They came.
Oh, I thought it said they spoke.
By Yeru, fine, but they were both. So why did they come?
I don't know.
That's a Chazal of Bavarni. They gather as Canaan or Maish and Aaron come. Where they go? Okay, I have another Indian that I want to speak about, but I think it's important to get it in today because
We will not be together tomorrow, but we can't go right into another Indian after that. Let's sing something and then we'll go. I want to sing Ashira Lashem B'chayai.
Start.
You want to come? Come.
Are you in
the tri-state area now?
He's my age. He's such a
heathen. Huh?
How could you got a last name? Avi.
Yo, are we live?
Oh, wow. My mother has Zell, yeah. Okay, that's Pete, I'm not gonna lie. We're out here with Rezzy. What do you have to say?
The guys! Hello.
Yeah, why are we recording this? Not gonna lie. Like, it's cool. Word of the day?
Oh, no, I'm just chilling.
I'm waiting
around. Who's
Josh Ziskin?
Giddy, ready? Let's go,
Shira Lashem. You need to sing,
Shira Lashem, Chaya.
Oh,
Shira Lashem Chaya Zamra Leila Gaide Anaihi Esma Hashem Aitamu Chatoyim Min Aorem Yorishayim Aineina Ay, ay, ay Baruch Nafshi Yes Hashem
listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.